Welcome to the Ignite Your Life podcast. Here we interview successful people who are living a life filled with adventure, excitement, and fun. Learn where they've been. Explore where they are going. See what gets them out of bed in the morning. Find out what drives them. We will go through their lowest points. We will look at the opportunities and possibilities that are now presenting to them. Come on a journey of ignition. I'm your host, Leanne Blaney. For more information, go to ignitepodcast.com. Let's ignite. Natasha Wagner is a relationship psychotherapist and coach based in Brisbane. She helps men and women who are ready to attract and maintain their powerful and long-lasting partnership. Whether you are single, dating, or committed, Natasha is your relationship strategist and wingwoman rolled into one. She'll help you rewire the old relationships habits that aren't working and equip you with the tools and strategies you need to feel empowered to create real, sustainable change in the area of love and relationships. Hi, Natasha. Welcome to the Ignite Your Life podcast.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Oh, you're really welcome. I'm so excited to share your story. So shall we get started?
Absolutely. Let's do it.
Wonderful. All right. Do you want to tell us a bit about where you are now? What's actually happening for you right now?
Sure. So I guess in my life right now, a couple of things have changed. My background is I am a psychotherapist and a coach. Specifically at the moment, though, I'm helping people in the area of relationships. So I work with people who are either single, dating, or committed, and I really help them to find their long-lasting and powerful partnerships. So I guess I describe myself as your relationship strategist and wingwoman, all in one. And I help you rewire anything that's been unhelpful previously and help you get out of your own way to find that perfect partnership that you've been looking for.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
Yeah, thanks.
So what's actually your story? Where have you been to get to this point?
That's a great question. And I think I always tell this story when I explain to people where I have been. Probably when people would ask me, you know, that question, what are three words to describe yourself? One of the first words I would always say was deep, because I love to have deep and meaningful conversations. So I was the person at the house party who wanted to sit down with you with a glass of wine and ask you, did you believe in true love? Did you think you were here for a bigger purpose? And what did this life all mean anyway? So yes, I was kind of geeky, and I still am. And I wanted to know about people. I loved having those deep and meaningful conversations. I guess for me though, if I was honest, as much as I was good at listening to those conversations, I wasn't always great at sharing back. So I wasn't always great at sharing my vulnerability, or really getting to the heart of how I felt about things. So cut a long story short, my background was actually in sales and business development. A colleague of mine said to me, you know, why don't you go along and meet the director of training for the Psychotherapy Institute that I'm at? And I said, yeah, sure, why not? I wanted to do something else anyway with my career, and I was wondering what the hell I was here for. And so I went along and I met the director of training, and I knew nothing about therapy at the time. I'd never been to a therapist. And she said to me, there's going to be things that come up in your training that will trigger you. And I looked at her and I was very confused. And I said, I don't know what's going to come up and trigger me because I'm quite a well-rounded person. Now, as you can imagine, I wasn't quite the perfect well-rounded individual that I thought I would be. And a lot of things did come up for me. And I learned a whole lot about myself and a whole lot about connection, which has led me to the path, I guess, of where I am now with relationships, that all of our challenges are relational. So whether that's in relationship with ourselves, in relationship with other people, or due to a lack of relationship, that's where it all starts. So that's what led me down the path, and I sort of stayed.
Oh, wow. So was that like a tipping point for change, is when you went to the psychotherapy?
I guess it was. It was more, the tipping point really was, I'd been in a business role and a sales role where I was really good at making money. And I'd been there for a long time and I could do it with my eyes closed, but I was wondering what else. You know, I think we all get to that point of, what do I contribute to this world? What am I actually here doing? And it got me wondering and thinking and going on that journey of self-development.
Mm-hmm. And do you think you've had like lightning bolts, or was it a slow rumble whenever you've made changes?
Oh, that's a great question. I think both. I think there's definitely been lightning bolts, and it's definitely been my experience that people usually get change when they're in crisis mode. It doesn't usually happen because everything's going well and perfectly, and that was certainly my experience. Change happened for me because there was crisis, but also there was integration. So I might learn something, and then it's sort of like 2 years down the track, it was like, oh, that's what that meant, and here I am now. So it was a bit of both for me, to be honest.
Yeah. So have you had any challenges along the way that made you feel like throwing in the towel?
Oh, absolutely. I think that's called the journey of life on the roller coaster. I think challenges for throwing in the towel, I guess I've always had a passion to know what I wanted to do, and I definitely always come back to my why, like, why do I actually want to do this? And that seemed to sustain me through it. But I think if I didn't have that I want to impact people, and I want people to have the same amazing experiences that I had through connection, the same growth, the same learnings. Without that why, absolutely, there are many times that I would have just gone, I'm done. But I think I've always said, if I can just impact one person's life, then that's enough, because that's what happened for me. You know, I was one person out of many, and my life was impacted by someone else. So I think we create ripples in other people's lives. So if I impact one person, who knows where that ripple will go and impact as well.
Yeah. And talking of ripples, come onto this podcast. It was a nice segue, wasn't it?
It was.
You're one of the authors for the 1000 Ripple Effect project. That's a fantastic project, isn't it?
It's an amazing project, and it was such a privilege to write. And one of the topics, is it okay if I tell you a little bit about it?
Yeah, sure.
Now?
Go for it.
That I wrote about was self-love. And so whilst I work with relationships with people and getting them into their partnerships, what most people don't know is that the relationship actually starts with yourself. So I felt really privileged to write a chapter on self-love, because that's the foundation, that's the groundwork where we start, and we really build on all aspects of our relationships going forward.
Mm. So before, you were talking about your why, and that's what keeps you going, because that's one of the questions, what keeps you putting one foot in front of the other? Has it always been because you've had a big why or vision, or did you do it out of necessity first?
Oh, I think I was a determined little mite. I think, you know, my background is definitely out of necessity. You know, for me, I moved out of home really early on. I was 15 when I moved out of home. So I always had to, I guess, survive and do what I needed to do and put one foot in front of the other. And how that's probably changed now is that I have a bigger purpose, and I also have a little bit more support around me to help keeping that one foot in front of the other. But I definitely think it was something I was born with, or I had that determination to actually move forward.
Mm. What about your ignition point? Have you had a point in time where things have just really started taking off for you?
Yeah, I think probably in the last couple of years, and particularly in business, when I was able to really articulate who I worked with and what I did. And I think, you know, finding my zone of genius. So previously I used to be a little bit of a generalist, and I'd say I could help anyone with anything. Now I know that I've had a lot of experiences with relationships. All my work has to do with relationships. I spent a lot of time in the online dating world as well. I can tell you a lot of stories about that. But it's really, I guess, knowing where that genius lies. And now that I'm communicating that's really started to ignite. And also draw in, I think, in the last couple of years, I've been really conscious with the people that I've surrounded myself with. So I think having some really supportive women around me, having a great tribe, has definitely helped to ignite my business, my personal life, and where I'm going in relationships as well. Absolutely.
Mm. So from that, and, you know, making the changes in your life and going along where you are now, what new possibilities have opened up for you?
Oh, so many amazing possibilities. So I guess working with men and women is really exciting for me. I get to work across a diverse range of people and help them at different stages in their life. I'm doing a couple of different projects at the moment, one which will be a podcast on relationships. So actually having a one-time anonymous session where people can come and have a therapy session, and that's going to be made into a podcast and have some analysis of the session, which is really exciting, something mm-hmm. different. There's only one or two people doing that in that space. And also the work that I'm doing as well, I'm working with groups of men and women, and teaching them about connection, teaching them about what are their edges in relationship? You know, where do they find their challenges? Is it speaking up and being confident? Is it being too direct? Is it showing vulnerability? So I get to do a lot of amazing work in groups, and I'll be doing some retreats earlier on in this year and also next year, which is really exciting. And also all the collaborations. There are so many amazing people in this space that I get to collaborate with, even projects like the Thousand Ripples and being able to give back. That's all really exciting.
Yeah, certainly is. And that was the next question, wasn't it? Like, what's the most exciting thing you're looking forward to in the future? So many things.
So many, yeah. Possibly my retreat in the Philippines, though. So.
That does sound amazing.
Yeah.
What about personally, on a personal level, what exciting things in the future are you looking forward to?
Oh, great question. So I don't know how many months it's been now, but I got engaged a couple of months ago, which is really beautiful. Thank you. And I'll be getting married next year on our 5-year anniversary. So that's a pretty special one that's coming up next year in September.
Oh, definitely put that down on exciting stuff for the future.
Yes.
Love it. All right. Well, let's have a change in pace and we'll do the speed round.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
What's your favourite book?
I would say Love's Executioner by Irving Yalom.
What about a mentor figure that's helped you the most?
I would have to say my therapist and now supervisor. His name is Brian. He's amazing. I won't reveal anything else though. Confidentiality.
Fair enough. What daily ritual works best for you?
Probably my favourite ritual is a morning ritual and routine, which I actually talk about who I am, what I stand for, and what my goals are. This was a written ritual that was given to me, and I've actually recorded it with my own voice so I can listen to it in the car. I can listen to it as meditation, or if I don't get time to do it during the day, I do it at nighttime. And I really love hearing myself say those ritual pieces.
Oh, that's a great idea. I love it. Mm. What about a favorite food?
I've got a lot of favorite foods. I'm a bit of a foodie, but I'd probably say chocolate.
Yeah, it's a good one, isn't it? Do you like the country or the city?
I like a bit of a blend of both. I like to be close enough to the city, but I do love the mountainous regions and having a good fire and being in that fresh air.
Yeah, sounds awesome. What's your biggest piece of advice you can give to others to help them make change in their life?
Yeah, this is an interesting one, and I guess what I've found mostly with people is that we don't often seek change unless we're in pain. We don't often seek change unless it gets to the point where we're like, I got to do something about this. My biggest piece of advice would be to work on yourself, to invest in personal development, whether that's through books, whether that's with a mentor, therapist, coach, whoever it is. Start getting the change before it gets to a pain point. Learn about yourself, develop that knowledge, because it's going to put you in good stead for the rest of your life.
Yeah, great advice. Mm-hmm. All right, last question.
Okay.
If you had a time machine, what would you go back and do differently or tell your former self?
Oh, I like this question. I often used to say that I don't have any regrets in life. If I did have a time machine, I don't know if I'd go back and do anything differently because it's made me who I am. What I might go back and tell myself, though, would probably be that I was enough, take every risk, that I was loved, and that I was supported is what I would say.
Yeah, great words.
Thank you
so much for your valuable time today, Natasha, and sharing your story with us. Would you like to give us the best place to contact you, and we'll end it there?
Absolutely. You can check out my website, which is natashawagner.com. My spelling is a little bit different. It's Natajsa Wagner, WAGNER.com. I'm also on Facebook as Natasha Wagner, psychotherapist, and you can check me out there as well.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Igniters, Natasha is someone who develops deep connections with others and believes that just to impact one person's life is enough, as she was that one person once, and then the ripple effect occurs. If you want to contact Natasha, go to www.natashawagner.com. That's Natajsa Wagner, Wagner. For more about living adventurously and with the balance required to handle whatever life throws at you, go to my website, leanneblaney.com.